to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
It's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you.
Exactly. Okay, well,
that's called mental illness, if I'm not correct.
Christians believe that God talks to them through His Word. This is a basic Christian belief and not something that really should be held up for mocking or ridicule.
Conservatives in America believe in limited government. Fascists believe in unlimited government. Conservatives tend to believe in objective morality. Fascists reject it.
Death is to wander away from the home of your father. Death is losing the home He prepared for you to live in. Death is exiling yourself from His embrace and His love.
This is Tony from upstate South Carolina, and LTL freight haulers, love, issues, etc.
It has been called the end of an era. It certainly is, in a lot of ways, the turning of a page. Billy Graham had not been active in public life for some time, but his death is kind of that signal point for many, a turning of the page for American evangelicalism. We know how the press is dealing with it. They're comparing him with his son. They're writing long kind of biographies of Billy Graham. All of these things are natural reactions when someone of the magnitude of Billy Graham in American life passes away. How are charismatic Christians reading the death of Billy Graham? Welcome back to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to do a little This Week in Pop American Christianity with Pastor Chris Roseborough, answering the question. Some are saying that Billy Graham's death is an end times prophetic sign. Predictions were made. They're hard to retract after you've made them. Are they proving true? Pastor Chris Roseborough will answer that question. Then we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll play four soundbites for you. You listen, then you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, which will come up here in about a half hour. Joining us for This Week in Pop American Christianity, answering the question, is the death of Billy Graham a prophetic end times sign? Pastor Chris Roseborough, pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
So Billy Graham was laid to rest today. We know how the press is dealing with it, how kind of his fellow evangelicals have interpreted his death. How are today's charismatic leaders reacting to Graham's death?
Well, the charismatic world is literally abuzz with the death of Billy Graham, and this goes back to a series of prophecies that were given by several high-level charismatics, including Benny Hinn and others. And so the best way I could say it is, you know, one of the things I monitor is the prophetic stream on YouTube and other places. And since the death of Billy Graham, it has literally been the talk of the charismatic world as it relates to end times prophecies that are related to the rapture, as well as another prophecy as it relates to what is called the billion souls harvest and the arising of something called Joel's army. I'll have to educate everybody on what that is, but everybody is saying that that the passing of Billy Graham is literally a prophetic sign, a changing of the prophetic seasons, and apparently we need to hang on for what's coming next.
Okay, so is it, from your perspective, looking in from the outside of the charismatic wing of Christianity, is it the kind of thing that, you know, any event of this kind of magnitude, they almost have to say it has biblical significance.
Yes, you have to say something like that. I mean, every time a hurricane, you know, gets close to the shores of the United States, it's apparently has prophetic significance. But this one is a lot different because the prophecies that were made regarding Billy Graham go back, some of them, you know, literally 8 to 10 years. And so everybody in the charismatic movement who's been keeping an eye on this and the prophecies that have been given, you know, have now had all of this brought back to their mind by major leaders within the charismatic movement. And as a result of it, you know, this is I haven't quite seen anything like this. This is it's a tsunami of interest in Billy Graham's death as it relates to prophecy.
Now, a lot of this stuff doesn't appear on the average Christian's radar. They don't, as you monitor the prophetic stream of the internet, they don't hear these things. But if you would, explain how it is that for charismatic Christians, this they take this stuff very, very seriously. When Benny Hinn says something, or another one of their alleged prophetic leaders says something, that's as good as the Bible to them.
Yeah, no. In fact, one of the things that because they believe in the ongoing, you know, office of prophet, that Benny Hinn and others are supposedly modern day prophets who have a direct connection to God that the average charismatic doesn't have. I like to refer to them as glow in the dark Christians because they're on a whole different plane than everybody else. And when they claim that they're hearing from the Spirit of God because they're so well known, they're so popular, they have TBN's stamp of approval behind them, and everybody just listens to what they say with no discernment, and it's as good as if Jesus himself were speaking these words.
So what are we going to hear first here, Chris?
All right. We're gonna start off in a little of an obscure place. A fellow by the name of Stephen Danoon of Israeli News Live on the YouTube, his prophecy is being really discussed a lot by YouTube prophet types. And this was given back in 2013 on his YouTube channel.
My passion and my desire is to get the gospel that God puts in my heart out to as many people as we can around the world, because truly the hour is late. It's extremely late. Last night, for example, the Lord woke me up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was after having an incredible dream, and it was a rapture-related dream. The people were gathering together, preparing for the rapture, and just very interesting indeed. One very interesting thing, though, that happened while I was in this dream is, and I don't know who it was, but someone come up to me and said that Billy Graham will die shortly before the rapture. So that's something that I guess we can be looking for as well.
Okay, so that shortly seems to be the wiggle word here.
yeah. Yeah.
So how I'm trying to think of the way this guy gets out of it, because let's say 5-10 years go by here now. How is he going to say his prophecy was still valid?
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't want to make his defense for him. I will say this is that there's a whole group of people on the internet. I think they're called Rapture Dreamers. And they have taken Stephen Danoon's prophecy and they have run with it. I mean, some people were expecting the rapture to occur last week. Some of them had expected it to occur this week. So when they hear the word shortly, they really think that, I mean, we're just days away from it. And that's the way they've interpreted it. And that's the way the buzz is going regarding Stephen Danoon's prophecy.
So just explain for those who may not completely understand what they're talking about when they talk about the rapture with respect to the end times.
Okay, so in the premillennial view, apparently Jesus isn't ruling and reigning. He's ascended to the right hand of the Father, but he hasn't begun his rule. And so he will begin his rule when he returns, and there's a question as to how... You know, what's going to be the state of the church upon his return, since the book of Revelation describes the very explicit judgments of God against the earth. The belief is that those types of judgment God couldn't do unless the church were moved out of the way. And so the idea then is that God will move the church out of the way by literally taking them off the earth. And that's called the rapture. And so there's several different schema in the premillennial view. One is the pre-tribulation rapture. The tribulation begins when the rapture occurs. There's a mid-tribulation rapture view that halfway through the tribulation of God's judgments that Christ will rapture the church. And then there's a post-tribulation view that, you know, he'll wait till the very end. But evangelicals over and again believe that Jesus is going to take the church out of the way before Christ executes his real potent, unmitigated judgments against the earth.
How do they reconcile this with no one that knows the day or the hour? Because if Billy Graham's death signals an imminent rapture of the church, then somebody does know the day or the hour.
Or at least they will say, well, we don't know the day or the hour, but we know that it's going to be really soon. And so I think of Harold Camping. You know, after his failed rapture prediction, you know, several years back, one of the things he was saying leading up to that is that day or the hour doesn't mean that you don't know the vicinity of it and things like this. It was crazy. But over and again, people ignore what Jesus clearly said in the Olivet Discourse and instead seem to think that they can somehow divine the tea leaves and come up with a specific area of time. And I kind of tongue-in-cheek talk about the fact that, you know, in my lifetime, I've literally survived 14 ends of the world. And so, I mean, I'm like an expert on surviving the end of the world now. But all of that is tongue-in-cheek to point out that every one of those represents a failed prediction as to when Christ was going to return.
What's next, Chris?
All right, we're going to ramp it up a little bit here. Lance Wallnau, who is a major, major player in what is called the New Apostolic Reformation, he took to his Facebook and YouTube channels to remind everybody of the late Kim Clement, who claimed to be a prophet, of his prophecy regarding Billy Graham's death.
I just wanted to comment on the Billy Graham prophecy. I want to read to you something, which is the Kim Clement prophecy, 2006. The Spirit of God says, even as Billy Graham dies, I'm going to raise up two of him. I will raise up two Billy Graham, says the Lord. God said, your soil surrendered him to me, and so shall your soil receive him. For the Spirit of God says, I will raise up two men. No, wait, one man and one woman again from this soil. And God said evangelism shall take place through the news media and the arts and in the business arena, for I'm going to cause my servant Billy Graham to come into the place that he has spoken of all his life. The Spirit of God says, I will receive my servant Graham, and God says there will be a graduation. Everything he spoke about, he shall experience. Do not be sad, for in the day that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. In the day that this king dies, Billy Graham, and yes, he is a king, says the Lord, Billy Graham, in the day that he dies, the eyes of the prophets shall see the Lord high and lifted up. The prophetic shall indeed gain a new dimension of insight and sight. Please do not be sad, people. God says when King Billy Graham dies, there shall be a new level of sight and dimension of sight that the body of Christ has never, ever seen. Did not say, but is he in this denomination or isn't he that? God said, two shall be raised up who shall become two nations and forces. Excuse me. And those that shall come from the world shall thank you, and they shall say thank you.
What was that, Chris?
I have no idea what that was. That was an extremely vague prophecy, but based upon what I think it was saying is that that didn't sound like Jesus's imminent return was to be expected by the late prophet Kim Clement. Instead, what he was prophesying, rather than the imminent rapture of the church, was that God would replace Billy Graham with two Billy Grahams, one male and one female, and that they would each turn into a great nation. And it's a little off-putting to refer to Billy Graham as King Billy Graham, But that's the prophecy that Kim Clement gave back in 2006.
So for someone who takes that seriously, this guy seems to, what is he likely looking for? If he thinks that this, that Billy Graham's death signals the, kind of the return of double Billy Graham, what is he looking for?
Well, being part of the NAR, Lance Wallnau would be expecting that these two Billy Grahams that are that God's supposedly going to raise up would be instrumental in the upcoming billion souls harvest that their prophets have been talking about really since the 1940s. And so that's kind of the other aspect of this that I think maybe this would be a good time to talk about that.
What is that?
Okay, so in the NAR, the New Apostolic Reformation is really kind of the theological extension of a group that began in the late 1940s, known as the Latter Rain Movement. And the Latter Rain and the NAR have this interesting eschatology. It's a post-millennial view, and the idea that is that the church somehow takes dominion over all of the earth. And so an instrumental part then of the church taking over all of the earth, which would then lead to Jesus returning, that what would be necessary as part of that is this thing they're calling the billion souls harvest. And it's the world's greatest revival that their prophets say is just around the corner. It's going to lead to, you know, a billion people confessing Christ, which will really spur on the, you know, the taking dominion over all of the earth, which then will lead to Jesus's return. And in order to facilitate that, they talk about what they call Joel's army. Which they take Joel chapter 2, which is a description of Christ sending his angels out on the day of judgment. And rather than seeing it for what it is, this is describing the angelic host on the day of judgment, they believe that, that what is described in Joel chapter 2 is an army of human beings who can operate in the supernatural the way fish swim in water. And so this is an uncompromising generation. It goes by several different names. It's Joel's army. It's the one new man. That's another name for it. They also refer to it as Gideon's army or even the Joshua generation or things like this. And this is a big, big, big part of the New Apostolic Reformation's anticipation of things coming eschatological. And Lance Wallnau fits into that category. So he's favoring the Kim Clement prophecy because he is seeing in it then the rising of two Billy Grahams that would then take their place in this forthcoming billion souls harvest, at least according to their prophets.
With about 30 seconds here before our break, I do note, I mean, you pointed out as well, that we've got two prophets prophesying something with respect to Billy Graham's death and contradicting one another. One says imminent rapture, the other one says no kind of flourishing of the church with no reference to Christ's return or an imminent rapture.
Yeah, so clearly your logical options are one of them's right, the other's wrong, or both of them are wrong. Those are kind of your options at the moment, which really kind of shows the issue here is that so much of what passes for prophecy is either vague or the prophets who claim to be receiving these revelations from God, the Holy Spirit, they always contradict themselves. It just, they never can seem to get on the same page. And yet they, as the prophet Jeremiah says, they run, but they haven't actually been sent by God to say these things.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. Today is the death of Billy Graham, a prophetic end time sign. We've heard from Stephen DeNoon and Lance Wallnau. When we come back, the man himself, we'll hear from Benny Hinn, who's made prophecies about the death of Billy Graham. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned. The prosperity gospel, godliness, Islam, abortion, religious truth claims, scientism, the centrality of justification. You can meet and hear some of your favorite guests teach on these topics at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. Collinsville is 15 miles east of St. Louis. Learn more at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 8th and 9th in Collinsville, Illinois.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Located 10 minutes north of Worcester in the heart of liberal Massachusetts, Trinity Lutheran Church in Clinton is a solid, orthodox, confessional, liturgical outpost of the Missouri Synod, where God's word is not changed to agree with the latest social trend. No megachurch fog here, just the law and gospel, every Sunday at 10 a.m. Come join us and check us out at TrinityLutheranClintonMA.org.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at LutherAcademy.com. LutherAcademy.com and like them on Facebook. Facebook.com/Luther Academy.
We've come now to a world in which people have to be comforted by puppies because an election went in a way that they had not wanted it to go.
Well, the law is still God's word, no matter what people say.
We're seeing in the church is that same secular sexual revolution now being expressed in a religious idiom, given a veneer of Christian piety by capitalizing on traditional Christian language.
Nobody ever hated on Mr. Rogers because he focused his efforts on toddlers and not on teenagers, and yet pro-lifers are getting ambushed and attacked simply because they don't take on every issue under the sun.
In about 15 minutes, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Those four soundbites in their entirety will be your choices for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. Answering the question, is the death of Billy Graham a prophetic end time sign? Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. Many charismatic leaders, including the one we're about to hear, Benny Hinn, teach the prosperity gospel. And that's going to be the subject of an address by Hank Hanegraaff at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th in Collinsville, Illinois, about 15 miles east of St. Louis. Now, attendance at the conference is limited to 400. You can register online at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 8th and 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. Before we listen to Benny Hinn, for some who may not know who he is, he's a big deal, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he's practically the elder statesman of the charismatic movement at the moment. And his popularity goes all the way back into the late 80s and the early 90s. And he has literally been a mainstay, a staple on the Trinity Broadcasting Network since then. And it would not be an understatement to say that his ministry has literally raked in hundreds of millions, if not $1 billion, over the years that it's been in operation.
What are we going to hear from him?
All right. So this is a soundbite that goes to Trinity Broadcasting Network, and we're going to be listening to, first and foremost, Mark Sharona, another guy who's part of the New Apostolic Reformation. He's going to be making a prophecy regarding the Joel's Army and Joshua generation. And Benny Hinn is there, and Benny Hinn is going to put a timestamp as to when the prophecy that Mark Sharona is giving on TBN will occur.
We are coming into perhaps the most significant day in church history. And there are a number of things that are going to begin to converge. When you talked about Luke and the signs, yeah, there's going to be a convergence of the signs, and with it, there is going to be a...
You're talking about an acceleration.
An acceleration, and they're all going to overlap. And when that happens, there is a company of people that...
Are you hearing this?
When it happens, there's a company of people that have been hidden in God for a season, but they're coming out of hiding, and they're going to stand in the courts of Pharaoh, and they're going to challenge the spirits
like Elijah did, like
Moses did. Yeah. They are going to challenge the powers of Egypt,
amen,
and the earth is going to see a 21st century manifestation of the demonstration of the Spirit, not from one or two, but from a many-membered body, because God wants a church that's been hiding. That's the company that's prepared for power. They've been like John the Baptist in the wilderness, eating locusts and wild honey, strange food. They've had to learn how to glean from the Word when they were just getting little pious platitudes from preachers all around the country. And that company is coming out of hiding. They're going to cross Jordan, and they're going to move into a manifestation of power where there won't just be power on one or two. There's going to be power on multiplied thousands and thousands.
And may I add, the sign will be Billy Graham's death.
Wow.
You are talking about a people in hiding, just like Elijah was in hiding in Cherith.
Right. Yeah.
But when he came out, he challenged the prophets.
Exactly. We're right into the courts.
Right there.
And Lord, it's the same spirits.
Oh, exactly.
Those are the same principalities.
And the Lord said to me in 89, he said, when Oral Roberts and Billy Graham go home, will be the key.
Wow.
It'll be the sign of the beginning of the greatest revival on earth.
Wow.
Oral is home.
Right.
Good. Billy is about to go home.
Yeah.
And when he does, I'm telling the whole church, get ready.
Okay, what would we expect now that Billy Graham's gone home, as Benny Hinn says?
Well, Mark Sharona was literally describing Joel's army and the billion souls harvest, which is a major feature in the NAR's eschatology. And Benny Hinn basically says now that Billy Graham is dead, that this is the sign that this group that God has been hiding, this Joshua generation who can perform the miraculous as easily as fish swim, that they are going to literally appear on the world stage any moment now. That's literally what we were hearing from him. And he claimed that the Lord told him this in the year 1989.
Does this mean, we've been kind of debunking and walking through some of these false prophecies about the death of Billy Graham as an end times Christ return sign, does this mean that there is no, that Scripture provides no prophetic sign of Christ's return?
Well, actually, here's kind of the irony in all of this. I've looked through my Bible. In fact, I have a computerized Bible, and I typed in the phrase Billy Graham, and Billy Graham does not appear in my Bible or your Bible. However, there is an actual set of signs that Christ has given us to look for in anticipation of his return. And I think we'll start by listening to soundbite 4 and then talk about what that sign is.
The Spirit tells me Fidel Castro will die in the 90s. Oh my. Some will try to kill him and they will not succeed. But there will come a change in his physical health and he will not stay in power. And Cuba will be visited of God. The Spirit of God tells me an earthquake will hit the east coast of America and destroy much in the 90s. Not one place will be safe from earthquakes in the 90s. These who have not known earthquakes will know it. People, I feel the Spirit all over me. The Lord also tells me to tell you in the mid-90s, about 94, 95, no later than that, God will destroy the homosexual community of America. He will destroy it with fire. And many will turn and be saved, and many will rebel and be destroyed.
So what was that, Chris?
All right, that was Benny Hinn. And Benny Hinn, that was him saying that the Spirit of the Lord was giving him a preview of things to come. This was in the 1980s, and he claimed that in the 1980s, that God in the 1990s, that Fidel Castro was going to die in the 1990s, that an earthquake was going to strike the east coast of the United States, and that homosexuals, the homosexual community, would be destroyed by fire in the 1990s. And the reason I bring this up is because, if you remember, he claimed that the sign that this Joel's Army would appear, that he claimed that God told him that the sign would be that, and he gave it to him in 1989, concurrent with these other false prophecies that Benny Hinn gave. Fidel Castro died many years after the 90s. There were no East Coast earthquakes that destroyed everything in the 90s, and clearly the homosexual community is alive and thriving even to this day. So what does that mean? That means that Benny Hinn, according to the biblical test given to us in Deuteronomy 18, is a false prophet. Deuteronomy 18 says that a prophet who presumes to speak in word in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, that he shall die. And you ask, how will we know the word that the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord and the word does not come to pass or come true, that is a word that the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken presumptuously. So we just gave three false prophecies that Benny Hinn gave in the 1980s regarding the 90s, which means he's a false prophet. So here's kind of the irony in all of this. And that is that there are signs regarding the imminent return of Christ. And Jesus himself gave us some of those signs. In Matthew 24, here's what Jesus says: false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. So the irony in all of this, with all of this talk about the death of Billy Graham being a prophetic sign, the reality of the situation is that all of these people claiming to prophesy and being false prophets and being able to demonstrate that clearly, they are actually the very sign that they claim that Billy Graham is. They are the sign of the imminent return of Christ, and Jesus himself warned us about them ahead of time. We need to not focus on Billy Graham. We need to focus on the fact that in our midst right now are the very false prophets that Jesus warned us about in Matthew chapter 24. And that's kind of the irony of this situation.
And we should just point out finally here, Chris, that as Jesus said, they are leading many astray, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, they are. Unfortunately, Jesus says that they will lead many astray. And he said that many false prophets and false Christs would arise. And to say that we're overrun with them, I mean, it's kind of like the church itself is suffering from a termite infestation. There are that many false Christs and false prophets that are literally eating away the entire superstructure of the church at this time. And Jesus warned us long ago, 2,000 years ago, that this would be the case. And so I would point to these false prophets and say they're the actual sign that they claim that Billy Graham is. And that's kind of the weird irony of all of this.
What can you tell us about tonight's Fighting for the Faith, Chris?
We're going to be talking about how the charismatic movement literally puts a heavy burden on people, telling them that they are required to perform signs and miracles, and it's up to them to make themselves worthy to be able to do so.
You can listen to Chris Roseborough and Fighting for the Faith right after the live broadcast of Issues, Etc. in about a half hour at piratechristian.com, piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to play Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. We've got four soundbites to play for you. Those four we will play first. You only have to sit and listen. And once you've listened to them, it's your opportunity to vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week is next.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.
The Substitute Organist Service, aptly abbreviated SOS, really has come to our rescue.
Pastor Jim Hollowatch of Christ Lutheran Church in Jackson, Mississippi.
With the ever-growing shortage of skilled musicians in our community, we were approaching a real crisis. But thanks to the Substitute Organist Service, help is always just minutes away. With its easy, intuitive interface, friendly customer service, and outstanding musicianship, you really couldn't ask for more.
You can find out more about the Substitute Organist Service at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Are you a high schooler who enjoys theology? Do you know a high schooler who would make a good pastor or deaconess? Every summer, Concordia Theological Seminary offers programs for vocational discernment and theological education for high school students. Check out Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy this summer, June 17th through the 30th. Registrations open now. Email us at christacademy@ctsfw.edu or register online. Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, June 17th through the 30th.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's Classical Christian Curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
Talk radio for recovering evangelicals. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. St. John Lutheran, Springfield, Pennsylvania. Zion Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. St. Paul's Lutheran, Long Beach, California. All Saints Lutheran, Charlotte, North Carolina. Redeemer Lutheran, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Shepherd of the Lake Lutheran, Garrison, Minnesota. Emmanuel Lutheran, Kansas City, Missouri. And Holy Cross Lutheran, St. Genevieve, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.